For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan, and we're going to talk stars here with you. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org, as Leah Asimakopoulos from The Morning News joins you now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, Leah. Thanks for joining us. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, it is great to have you, and we're looking forward to your insights here. Now, did last night break the spell of that losing streak? Have they turned the corner here on whatever was broken with them there for those couple weeks?
I really feel like they have, and I think you kind of saw that both in game one and game two. I mean, the team that came out even at the start of game one here in the playoffs was definitely different than the team that finished the regular season. And, you know, it's just a different ball game at this point. They talked about how it's tough to kind of feel motivated in the regular season at the end when there's not much to play for. And obviously there's a lot to play for now. And I think you're seeing them play to the level that they need to right now.
Yeah. And as far as expectations for what could happen in the remaining possible five games, I feel like I would have to give two predictions, maybe five different ones, depending on when Miro comes back. What do you know about Miro?
Yeah, so we know that he's traveling to Colorado, which is encouraging. Jason Robertson is not. So there's some thought that possibly he could play in one of those games. But to my knowledge, he hasn't cleared contact yet. And the Stars haven't really been practicing a whole lot. They take a lot of optional practices or just take days off in between. So there aren't as many opportunities for him to do so. But once he's gets a contact practice in, then he should be pretty close to returning. So it does seem like it's a possibility in these next few games, and there's that extra off day in between games three and four, so that could play to his advantage.
And would you agree with the premise that their chances with him back are a lot better, or could you see them still winning the series even if he has to miss significant time still?
Oh, I think their chances are definitely a lot better with him back. I think based on what I've seen in the first two games, I think that they could still win the series if he doesn't, but I think it's going to be really tough, especially just, you know, these defensemen getting worn down if they're playing more overtime games, and you know they're for, it's a lot of pressure on guys like Thomas Harley and Esa Lindell, and you know having Miro back will completely change the series, and you know especially the way that we've seen Nathan MacKinnon just. It'd be really tough for them to stop. It would help them a lot to have a guy like Miro. You know, you think back to last year, they had Miro and Chris Tanev, just two elite defensemen, and neither of them are in the lineup right now. Obviously, Tanev's off in Toronto, so I think it changes a lot for him to be back.
Hey, Leah, can you explain what a contact practice is?
Yeah, so it looks kind of different at different points of the year. It's pretty much just guys roughing them up a little bit. I mean, in morning skates, there isn't any contact for the most part. So they're not going at full speed. And that's all Miro's really participated in so far. So we asked Pete about it the other day because, you know, there aren't full practices. It's mostly just kind of, you know, along the boards, him, you know, getting pushed and shoved by a couple guys, it sounds like. But of course, you know, when they do these optional practices, there may only be six guys, and it's mostly, you know, the guys that aren't playing every night that are out there practicing. But Pete said that all you need are, you know, a guy or two to give him a little bit of contact and just to see how he handles it.
So he's like skating around and maybe they send a puck into the corner and he tries to kind of navigate that and all that. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Leo, with Robo not making the trip, I mean, it seems pretty doubtful that he'll be available in this series. I know the Stars haven't given any official word, but what's your kind of instinct on Robertson moving forward?
Yeah, they haven't given official word, but, you know, this isn't me reporting, but I would be very surprised to see him in this series at all. I mean, he's been walking around with a knee brace and limping, and his leg's pretty much in a full brace right now, so... It seems doubtful that in the span of a week he comes back. It obviously just terrible timing for that injury, but I think they feel that they can win a series without him. Miro is more of a question mark, so I think if they get Miro back, they feel pretty good and hope that he could be back for next round.
The way that one ended, it was worth the late night, certainly, with Colin Blackwell getting that overtime goal. Pete DeBoer's been pushing a lot of the right buttons over the last few years, but what went into that decision to have Colin Blackwell, who was a healthy scratch game one, playing in game two?
Yeah, Blackwell's been kind of a guy that's been coming in and out of the lineup all year, and you know, Pete likes to shuffle his fourth line and just see who can bring a spark, and that's, and he said after the game he was hoping that's what Blackwell would do. He's a good energy guy, you know, a lot of hustle in his game, and you could see that on his...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Game-winning goal last night, so and that's kind of playoffs. It's just making little adjustments here and there, even if it is a depth forward like that, but obviously it can completely change a game in a series. So always a cool story to see a guy come into the lineup and score such an important goal like that, so everybody was pretty happy for him.
Hey, Leah, when you ask like the star players, you know, and we watch Nathan MacKinnon play, and it's amazing how him and McCarr, and they just kind of they dance on the ice. I mean, the way they create space. How do these defensemen or how do the players' opponents describe playing against those guys? Because they just create so much room. Is it like fear that they're going to blow by them? I mean, how do they talk about these guys?
Yeah, I mean, they kind of talk about it as, you know, players like that are going to get their points, and it's not a question of keeping them off the score sheet and keeping them, you know, not as non-factors, just minimizing the effect that they can have. And, you know, it's amazing to watch. And, you know, we saw it when they played Edmonton and Connor McDavid last year. It feels very similar to watching MacKinnon do what he's done, and especially on the power play. I mean, they're among the best players in the world. And you can see the difference between a guy like that and anybody else playing every night. And, you know, I think all things considered, the Stars have done the best they can with them. I think Cale Makar hasn't been as big of a factor as he probably could be so far this series. You got to think he's probably going to heat up a little bit more here soon. But yeah, I mean, McKinnon's going to be a guy that might score every night, but they just kind of have to do the best they can, and yeah. I hope they can minimize everybody else's impact.
It seems like that everybody in the ice freezes, just stops.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
It's like, oh gosh, somebody get over there, mm-hmm. You know, screaming from the couch. I mean, these guys, it's hard to watch. I mean, if you're a Colorado fan, you have to be happy, but Stars fan, I'm terrified when these guys touch the puck.
Exactly. No, you 100% feel that way. And
yeah.
I noticed last night some of the Stars defensemen just being a little more conservative instead of, you know, you see a guy like Nathan McKinnon get the puck and you're going to just retreat. Just give him some room and, you know, not try to take any big risks because, you know, he'll burn you. And that's just what you have to do.
It's Leah Asimakopoulos here of the Morning News. It was good to see Tyler Seguin scoring. How's he doing after missing three quarters of the season?
I mean, pretty good. He said last night that he felt like the speed of the game was fast, as it looked for everybody. But, I mean, you miss 4 months, and then you get one game 82 where no one really cares and then have to jump into a playoff series against your rival. It's not an easy situation to jump into. But, I mean, he's contributing so far. I think he's got 2 points in his three games back. So, pretty solid, and they need him. That line of him and Matthew Shane and Mason Marshman, wasn't just their best line, but it was one of the league's best lines before he went down with his injury. So that would be a big factor in this series if they can get going again.
What do you think of Bischel and his play, even just from game one to game two, and as the game went on last night, he got a lot more physical. I mean, he's roughing up McKinnon there post-whistle. He also got hit in the head pretty hard there, and he's just bouncing up, no big deal. Just go ahead and stop the bleeding, guys. But Bischel, really in his first playoff experience, this is a guy, if the Stars can keep going, you might just get better and better from him.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think you do see the progress for him every single game, and it's encouraging. I mean, he is a player that they were just kind of lacking. Like, he has underrated skill. He's huge. He's physical, and you know, in playoffs, all of those things are really important. And in game one, that third pairing of him and Alexander Petrovic didn't play quite as much, but I mean, Pete was really trusting them last night. He talked about it a little bit today and said he felt probably the most comfortable he's felt with his defensemen last night for the first time in a really long time. And you know, they were playing out in overtime and gave some pretty solid minutes. So you know, Bischel's been great, and he's a momentum shifter in these games, especially when he goes after a guy like McKinnon. That was quite a moment to watch, but I think they need him. And you know, with Miro back and you have him now, like that's a solid defensive unit right there. So I think they're pretty pleased with how he's been developing.
Hey Leah, with this, is it kind of old hat that, you know, you're going to Ball Arena, but it's the altitude. Do we ever talk about that anymore, or is that something you think like, okay, we're gonna, you know, does it take some getting used to, or is it just old hat to these hockey players going there?
Yeah, I think they feel kind of fine about it just because it's a division rival. I mean, they play there twice a year, pretty
sure.
Much every year. They played a six-game series against Colorado last year and won all three of their games at Ball Arena.
Yeah.
We asked about it today, and they said, you know, their kind of training staff advises the players to take shorter shifts. And usually they'll say the first 10 minutes or so of the game feel like they can feel their lungs and like it's a little harder to breathe. But after that, they adjust. And you know, you've got a couple guys on this team that played for the Avs, for Matthew Shane and now Mikko Rantanen. And I think they're kind of helping the other guys get used to it. But everybody on this roster has played in Colorado before. So I don't think it's anything that's going to shift a series.
Thank you so much for your insights, Leah. Enjoy the trip out there and the rest of this series. And maybe we'll catch up with you round two if they advance.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Salute. Leah Asimakopoulos there, Morning News with you once again in the GBAC Nation 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.